How do you do?
We live in a world that makes self-assertiveness a virtue, a quality to be learned through special training. So what about meekness? Well, the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. King David wrote that, and a thinker of our own time wrote of the terrible meek, who in the end triumph over the assertive. We'll meet one of these, meek but never submissive and servile, a winner when her heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning, sir.
Do you have the local weather?
Yes, sir. High, thin overcast at 30,000. Broken to overcast at 8,000. Visibility unlimited. The forecast is for gradual clearing.
Good. I want to get in some time this morning. Tell operations to assign me an administrative T-33.
Yes, sir.
Seems kind of dumb to be stooging around the area when I could be going somewhere. You know, one of these days, you and I should take a cross-country together.
Yes, sir.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
No, sir.
Oh, don't know why not. Some of the women on base would jump at the opportunity.
Yes, sir. I'm sure of it.
We could make it kind of a special occasion. Suppose we plan to RON in, say, Las Vegas.
Remain overnight?
Sure. Get a nice room, one of the hotels on the strip. Catch a show, have a few drinks.
In Las Vegas.
Planning a party. Might as well go to the party capital of the world, huh? Well, how about it, Lieutenant? Are you interested?
No, sir.
What?
I said no. I'm not interested.
I see. Lieutenant, have you considered that your advancement as a recently commissioned Air Force officer is subject to my influence? I mean, you know, of course, that I'm about to make up new performance of duty ratings.
Yes, sir, I know that. But a Las Vegas hotel has nothing to do with my performance of duty.
Hmm. Well, we'll see, Lieutenant. We'll see.
From Chicago, the Pacific Guard and Mission brings you Unshackled, the unique dramatic series that tells true stories of real people. These programs have been reaching out in ever-widening circles since 1950. Today, they're heard in almost every nation. Some of the programs have been translated and redramatized in other languages by nationals. Pacific Guard and Mission has been open continuously since 1877. More than a century of help given to the people of the street, the homeless ones. Help is lodging, food, clothing, medical and dental care, all given free. Oh, and then there's counsel, addressed to spiritual needs. The goal is regeneration. And now Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think. Meek is a widely misunderstood word. It does not describe a Casper milk toast. Rather, it comes close to describing the steel of which a good rapier is made, flexible and very strong. With that in mind, we say the person whose story we'll hear is meek. You'll understand as we bring you the true story of Jewel, now on Unshackled.
I was born in April of 1954 in New York City. My parents lived in the North Bronx where I grew up, and both were middle-aged when I was born. My grandmother came from Vienna. My family is Jewish, but not very religious. I was a very shy, quiet little girl. As to my appearance, the neighbors called me Gypsy because of my black hair and eyes. We must have been almost the only Jewish family on our block. That caused me some problems by the time I was 12. Although I usually kept things to myself, my mother did learn that things weren't going well for me.
Why are you staying here in the apartment on such a nice day?
There's nothing to do.
Nothing to do? With all the friends you've got?
I don't have any friends.
What about those block clubs or gangs or whatever you call them? Just a couple of weeks ago, you told me you were hanging around with two of them.
Oh, not anymore, Mama.
Are you too good for them or something?
No, they think they're too good for me.
Now, how could that be?
The other kids told me to get lost.
That's not a nice thing to say. Why?
They say they don't have any room for Jews. I guess they think there's something wrong with us, Mama.
Something wrong? Now, you listen to me, Jewel. When a person thinks there's something wrong with Jews, there is really something wrong with that person.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Those kids you've been playing with have just picked up a sickness.
What kind of a sickness?
One of the oldest in the world.
Then I guess Bernadette has caught it from them.
I thought Bernadette was your best friend.
She was, Mama, but the kids told her to stay away from me or stay away from the gang.
So, that just shows you're too good for people like that.
In junior high school, I had a girlfriend who introduced me to some things I'd never heard of. She gave me a small patch with a strange-looking symbol on it and told me to wear the patch. Naturally, it attracted attention at home.
What's that thing you're wearing on your blouse, Jewel?
Well, Judy gave it to me. She told me to be sure to wear it.
It's shaped like a star, but it's not the right shape for a Mogen David.
Judy says it's a pentacle.
And what's a pentacle?
Well, it goes along with all the cool things that Judy's into.
And what are these cool things?
Well, Mama, she's got a deck of tarot cards. She can tell fortunes with them. She really can.
Oh, it's foolishness. You should know better. Now, how does this pentacle tie in with the cards?
Well, there are pentacles on some of the cards, you see, and a lot of other weird things.
And Judy believes in this stuff?
Sure. Oh. And she doesn't call me Jewel anymore, Mama. She picked a sign for me.
What kind of sign?
I'm not supposed to tell.
Well, that's all right by me. I'm not going to call you by some crazy name. To me, you'll still be Jewel. Not another one today. Well, what's the thing you got hanging around your neck?
Well, you ought to know a crucifix when you see one, Mama.
Well, this is the first one I ever saw that's made of wire.
Judy made it herself.
Take it off.
Mom!
I said take that thing off and give it to me.
All right, here. Mama, you're twisting it all out of shape. In high school, I kept pretty much to myself. My dad told me I should be involved in sports and other activities, so when I started college, I hung around the gym and did get interested in sports. At about that time, I found a new friend who introduced me to a new interest. Again, my mom had something to say, especially when I told her I was going to need some money.
$60? Well, don't we buy you nice enough clothes?
Well, this isn't for clothes, Mama. It's for my initiation.
You're joining a sorority, maybe?
Not that. It's something Barbara told me about. She says it will make me a calm, peaceful person and give me power at the same time.
Power? A small girl as you are? Well, what is this thing Barbara told you about that costs $60 to join?
TM, Mama.
And what is this TM?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. It comes from India.
Oh, you mean it's some kind of a religion?
Well, they say it isn't a religion.
Are they telling the truth?
Well, I guess so. Of course, for the initiation, I have to bring a handkerchief, a fruit, and a flower.
What for?
Well, a gift to the great guru.
Where's the great guru?
Well, he's the teacher of our guru, but he's dead.
You're taking gifts to dead people? That sounds like a religion to me.
Well, can I have the $60, Mom?
If it's money, I'll bet it doesn't go to any dead guru. You can have it, Jewel, but remember, you don't need any Hindu gods. You are a child of one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Music. I decided the best time for meditation was while I was riding to school on the subway. The trip took 20 minutes, so as soon as I had boarded the train, I composed myself for meditation, reciting my mantra to myself and being very careful to give it the right pronunciation. Each morning, I would begin with good intentions. The last thing I'd be aware of was maybe the 10th or 15th repetition of the mantra.
Wake up, lady. It's time to wake up.
Oh.
I see you on this train every morning, and I know you get off at the next stop. You'd better wake up and get ready to get off the train.
Oh, thank you. I guess you're right. I must have dropped off. I graduated from the college with a major in health education, but wasn't able to find a job. I thought things might be better somewhere else, so I rode a train all the way to California, where my brother was. When jobs were just as scarce there as in the East, I decided there was still one thing I could do. In May of 1977, I went to see an Air Force recruiting sergeant in Oakland.
Young lady, if you want to enlist in the Air Force, I'm just the guy who can open the doors for you. So I got the forms right here. Sit down, answer a few questions, and I'll type up the papers, okay?
Thank you.
Let's see, name?
Jule Schindler.
Schindler? What kind of a name is that?
Well, it's really a German name, I guess, but there are a lot of Jews named the same thing.
You Jewish?
Yes.
And enlisted in the Air Force?
Well, does that surprise you?
No, but it may surprise you.
I don't see why.
You will when you see the food.
What does that mean?
We don't serve bagels. How are you going to get along without them?
So the same disease I had met as a child in the old neighborhood had popped up again. I knew I had lived above it once, and I knew I could live above it again. There was to be a wait of several months before the time came to actually go into the Air Force. So I went back to New York City to wait it out. There I discovered I was exposed to still another kind of prejudice. My mother was as unperturbed by that as by the other.
So who says you ought to be ashamed to go into the Air Force?
Oh, that girl next door. She acted like I was committing the greatest sin of all.
She's a peacenik?
Well, not like the ones who did all that demonstrating a few years ago. This one says I shouldn't enlist because her religion says it's wrong.
Well, everybody's entitled to his own opinion.
Her own opinion, Mama.
All right, she's entitled to her own opinion. But I seem to remember that Joshua was no peacenik.
Well, maybe God has changed his mind since then.
Jewel, I'm not a good Jew. I don't keep kosher. We don't go to temple very often. But one thing I know, God is God, and he doesn't change his mind.
Even with my mother's support, the neighbor's opposition bothered me. For some time, I had nightmares about it. Finally, I went to see one of my former college professors.
What does this neighbor of yours say to you, Jewel?
Well, mostly that Jehovah God is a God of peace. He says, thou shalt not kill. He demands obedience to his laws. How can you dare break his commandments?
Well, here's what I think is happening, Jewel. These people are trying to brainwash you.
Oh, really?
Yes, and if you are having nightmares about it, they must be doing a pretty good job.
Oh, well, what can I do about it?
Pay no more attention to them. Make up your own mind. This is your decision and nobody else's.
Jewel, in a very quiet way, did make her own decision. In a moment, we'll learn what the decision was, and we'll learn what it led to. Now, let's have a word with Harry Saulnier, who is superintendent of Pacific Garden Mission. Harry, when the opportunity offers, I always enjoy guiding groups of visitors through the old lighthouse. There are probably two reasons. One, I like to point out what God has done with Pacific Garden Mission over the years. And two, I find the comments interesting.
What sort of comments are you thinking of?
Well, one frequently made by teenagers. They say, don't you realize many of the people you help are just taking advantage of you?
Oh, there's a good reply to that one, of course. The reply is that we who are involved in the rescue mission work are, almost by definition, easy marks for those who want to take advantage of us. We are, if you like, professional victims.
Well, that's true, but even in dealing with the most cynical, the patient effort is sometimes rewarded.
That's true when a person who has taken advantage of the old lighthouse for a long time at last comes to trust in Christ as his or her savior.
Another common comment is, I never thought the place would be like this.
That is probably a way of saying that it is larger and cleaner and more attractive than expected. The condition of being homeless is depressing enough. We don't want the experience of coming to us for help to be any more depressing than it has to be.
Admiring comments also suggest that there are many people who have never been here but who would enjoy visiting. They ought to know they're very welcome.
Any day of the week, any hour of the day or night.
Well, what about arrangements in advance?
We appreciate knowing when to expect visitors, but it is not required. Of course, for those who plan to take a meal with us or who are going to sit in as part of the studio audience for an Unshackled production, advance notice is needed.
So plan a group visit to the old lighthouse. Now, Harry, what about those who are too far away to come to Chicago?
We can go to them through the films produced by Pacific Guard Mission. There are two older ones and a recent one. All were photographed in and around the old lighthouse. There is also a documentary film strip.
For information about visiting, or for information about films, get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. That's Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago, area 312-922-1462.
In March of 1978, I became a member of the United States Air Force. Basic seemed very tough. When I felt that I had reached the end of my own strength, both of body and mind, I prayed for help to whatever God there might be. At my first permanent assignment in Montana, I was assigned to work in graphics. The Air Force has a good physical fitness program, but I added to it with one of my own. Every day I ran 1 or 2 miles with another young woman. Through her, I met a civilian guy named Gary. To me, he seemed definitely different from anyone I'd ever known.
If I'm different, it isn't because of anything I've done. What do you mean when you say I'm different?
Well, one thing that I see in you very clearly, Gary, is that you're peaceful.
Maybe that's just my natural laziness coming through.
Well, I mean really peaceful. Gary, you're the kind of person I'd hoped to become when I went into TM.
Well, since you brought it up, I'd better tell you why I'm peaceful, if I really am.
Okay, why?
If I'm peaceful, it isn't because of me. It's because of Jesus.
Oh. Well, why should he make you peaceful?
Well, let me tell you one of the things he said. Well, I memorized it a long time ago. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sure is. More importantly, it's true.
You know, I've known people who spent years with a therapist and couldn't find peace.
Yep, expensive too. But this way is free.
Yeah, I don't understand that. What makes it so cheap?
It isn't cheap. It costs more than anything else in history. It costs the suffering and death of the Son of God, of the Messiah. That's a terrible price. But we don't have to pay it because he did.
Well, if Jesus is dead,
but he's not dead. That's the whole point.
Well, I thought you just said
that. Well, I did. But Jesus rose from the grave. He was seen by a great number of people, spoke with his disciples again and again, and then he was received up into heaven.
And now?
Well, now he sits at the right hand of God and ever liveth to make intercession for us. For you, Jewel, He died for you as much as for anyone else on earth. Because he lives, you also may live.
Gary, if all this is true, I ought to have that life.
You can.
How?
Simply receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Accept the gift of forgiveness for your sins. He paid for it. It's yours to take.
Then, will you tell me how to receive Christ?
Well, I'll pray with you. If you really want to do this.
I do, Gary. I really do.
Then here's a prayer that a great many other people have used at a time like this. There's nothing magic about the words, but it says pretty much what you should have in mind.
I'm ready. Let's pray.
Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
And save me.
And save me.
For Jesus' sake, amen.
For Jesus' sake, amen. Did something happen? I can tell you that the next day I was so happy that everyone in my department thought I had lost my mind. One of the men, a civilian, was especially impressed.
Hey, Jewel, I don't think your feet are even touching the ground this morning.
Neither do I, Ron.
So? Oh, what makes you lighter than air?
Well, how else can you feel when you know that all your sins are forgiven? I don't have a guilt in the world, Ron.
And I envy you. You know, sometimes I feel absolutely weighted down by guilt. I need forgiveness as much as anyone I know.
Then get your forgiveness where I got mine. From the only one who has the power to forgive. That man received Christ. Next thing I knew about his guilt was when he married his live-in girlfriend. As for me, I liked the Air Force. When the opportunity came, I applied for OTS and made it. In January of 1980, I graduated as a second lieutenant. There, my sense of peace and happiness seemed to impress one of the women I worked with.
I may have to ask you to carry part of my workload today, Jewel. Could you do that?
Well, sure. Are you sick?
I'm worse than sick. I'm shuck happy. That guy and I put away almost two-fifths of booze last night. I can't remember a thing.
Well, maybe it'll come back to you.
No, thanks. I'd rather stay ignorant. You know something, Jewel? I hate myself.
Why?
Because I'm a drunk and a tramp. I read a book once that described one of the characters in a way that would be a perfect description of me.
What was it?
Little friend of all the world. That's me. Any guy who happens to come along, if he has a bottle. You're different, though, Jewel. Whatever you got, that's what I need.
I told her what had happened to me, and then gave her things to read. I was transferred to another base soon afterward, and don't know what happened to her. It was at my new base that I had the problem of the lieutenant colonel who thought he could wind me around his finger. When that didn't succeed, he tried to get me out and gave me Mickey Mouse assignments, some of them jobs that were usually filled by non-commissioned people. Soon I had the definite feeling that God had something better for me to do, and I began making an active search. This much I have learned. The living Lord, who gives eternal life, has a plan and a purpose for that life, and the plan begins here and now. I have found the Messiah.
Jewel is no longer in the Air Force. She's preparing to become a nurse, and so to be used in special ways by the living Lord. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The meekness of Jesus is not flabby, but firm and enduring, and Jewel shares in that. She is becoming one of the terrible meek, unassuming, but with power. The Lord, who has given her eternal life, is not willing that any should perish. To counsel with someone who is concerned, feel free to get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. That's Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. The telephone number in Chicago, area 312-922-1462. If you listen to Unshackled in the United Kingdom or on the continent, you may address Unshackled in care of Transworld Radio, 175 Tower Bridge Road, London, Southeast 1, England. If you listen to Unshackled in the Philippines, you may address Unshackled in care of the Pacific Mission, Post Office Box 1467, Manila. This week, do write and tell us that you listen to Unshackled, and we hope that you'll also ask others to listen as well. You know, you could also write a note to the manager of this radio station. When you do that, all you have to really say is, thank you for Unshackled. Heard in the true story of Jewel, where Mary Scowell is Jewel, with Bunny Catcher, Roger Mueller, Matt DeCaro, and Dennis McMath. Original music, Lucille Becker. Sound, Nick Aloisio. This is Jack O'Dell, and I've written the story as I heard it from Jewel. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Write to us this week. Your letter is important. Pacific Garden Mission, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. And if you need spiritual help now, you may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, area 312-922-1462. Someone who is concerned is waiting for your call. Area 312-922-1462. Thank you.